Don't take the bait, they say, for if you take a narcissist's bait, you will be trapped in their delusional world. You'll be fighting a losing battle. You'll be playing a game that you can never win. Then what should you do in such situations? If you get caught in an argument with a narcissist, how can you respond? How can you shut them down for good? How can you draw a boundary that sticks? How can you give them a strong pushback? How can you not give them any supply? Let's get answers to all of these questions in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today, in this episode, we are going to talk about how to shut down a narcissist for good. Before we begin with the main content of this episode, I would like to bring to your notice something that's been going on lately around my channel and so on. Some spammers are commenting under other people's comments, impostering me. They have a profile picture that's mine, but if you were to read the username, it's something crazy. Click on the profile or something like that. They ask you to contact them on Telegram or on Facebook and then scam you. I would like you to know once for and forever, I will never ever do that. I don't message people directly on Telegram, on WhatsApp or any other place. I'll never ask you pay for a service like reading or spellcasting. I don't do any of that stuff. If I have any courses or memberships, they are on my website, emotionalabuserecovery.com. If you get a response from me, check my username. It should be from Narc Abuse Coach. That is what I'm known as and by across all social media platforms. And also check for that little check mark. It's either gray, blue, whatever, but it will be there. If it is verified, then it's me. If it is not, please report and remove and block and run. These scammers are after your money and it's your responsibility to do research and to be aware. Almost all people, all experts who talk about narcissism and narcissistic abuse can vouch for one fact, and that is you cannot give a narcissist any form of reaction because your reactions are their fuel. Your positive reactions, your positive emotions, your negative reactions, your negative emotions such as anger, even rage, justifications and all that, they feed them. Why? Because they are parasites, they are predators, and they need to latch themselves onto a host that keeps them alive. So your emotions are their fuel. Now that that has been established, I must also acknowledge the fact that it's easier said than done, because everybody will tell you, don't give them any responses. Don't justify yourself. Don't explain yourself. Don't defend yourself. But when you are triggered left, right, and center, when you are pushed, when you're provoked, ultimately, you are going to give them a reaction, which is a biologically correct response in your case, because you're dealing with the epitome of abnormality. You have to keep that in mind because you need to see things for what they are. As long as you see them for who they are and what you're dealing with, you win. How? Well, if a narcissist tries to elicit a strong emotional reaction out of you, and if you see them for who they are and what they are trying to do, they lose all the power. Once you know what it is, it loses all its power over you. You can call a spade. That is what this whole game is all about. An example of that could be a narcissist blaming you, accusing you, belittling you, pushing you down, criticizing you, giving you feedback, harassing you. The go-to response is, how dare you? No, that's not who I am. You got me wrong. Or fawning, trying to appease them. But if you were to deal with them properly, you will become what is popularly known as a gray rock. A gray rock that is boring as hell. A gray rock that gives monosyllabic answers and responses. A gray rock that does not find it useful to justify itself or its existence. Neither does it defend itself or its behavior, because it knows it's better to bang one's head against a wall than to explain things to a narcissist than to show a narcissist what is real and what's not. Because when banging your head against a wall, you can see some blood and you'll know what's going on. It hurts, so you will have an idea. But when you try to have a conversation with an abyss like that, with a bottomless pit like that, with a shadow like that, you are hearing only your voice. The ideal scenario in such situations is recognize what you're dealing with, cut your losses, run to hills, never look back. But as you and I both know, it's not always possible, because many times you have to deal with them as you share your children, as you're co-parenting with them, as this court case is going on, as you have to stay in the loop, as you have to keep communicating. So in such scenarios, this is the strategy you apply. You give monosyllabic answers, as I suggested earlier. Sometimes you use false agreement against them. I'll demonstrate an example of that in a moment. But you agree to the things they're saying when they're accusing you. But you, at the same time, have to make sure it's safe to do so. If this agreement of yours, false agreement of yours, can be used against you in the court system to prove you are pleading guilty, let's say, then you don't have to do it. Let's watch a small video clip together, and then later I'll expand on it further.
You're such a child, I must say. So stupid, so naive. You're nothing without me. I've been tolerating you. You don't know how to do your job well. You have not been taking care of the children. You fail us. You fail this relationship continuously. I'm so done with you, but I have to tolerate you.
Yeah, I am. I'm all that. You're right.
What kind of response is that? Aren't you going to explain yourself? Aren't you going to defend yourself? What's that? I'm telling you, you're all this and you're nodding your head? Oh my God, I don't know how to deal with you.
No.
A narcissist's worst nightmare is getting no emotional reactions from their victims, which is why they try really hard with their accusations to get something out of you. They want you to defend yourself, explain yourself. They want you to just take a stand and then try to show them they are wrong. And that is what you do not have to do. You have to give them monosyllabic answers. You have to step back, watch the show. If and when possible, just give them nothing but a boring gray rock that doesn't want to play any part in their game.
In this example, you may have noticed the narcissist was trying to get some reaction out of the other person, the victim. The narcissist was trying to make the other person angry, make them feel miserable, sad, mad, bad at the same time, to rule their inner world. They wanted this person to prove narcissist is the better one, and the narcissist has got it all, and the narcissist is the one who actually knows how to be in a relationship. The other person is a failure. It could have gone the wrong way. The victim could have taken a stand and defended themselves. They could have said all the things, but out of all those things, they just said, yeah, you're right. And that frustrated the narcissist. It was really unexpected for the narcissist, and you could see that aggravation on the face. The narcissist wanted some defense, wanted some justification, but all he got was, yeah, you're right. That is what they don't want to hear from you. They want you to scream and yell, and that's what you do not have to do. This is what we call false agreement. You agree with them. If that is what they want you to do, you agree with them. If it is safe to do so, as I mentioned it earlier as well, and you, upon agreeing, they'll just become more frustrated and you will kill the argument. That's it. You're done. You're basically telling them, I'm out. I see what you're trying to do and I'm not going to give it to you. That's it. And then if they push you and say, what are you going to do about it? If you have agreed, you are that. You could say nothing. If they push you further and try to ask you, well, why? Why won't you do anything? Don't you want us to be in a relationship? Don't you want to work on us? And don't you want this to last? Could simply respond to that. I see where you're coming from, but my perception of the reality is different from yours, and you are entitled to have an opinion that you have about me. That's no part of my reality. You drop it there, you leave the situation, and I also understand at the same time it's not always possible. You can end up in really bad situations if you do so. So that's why you have to measure your risk. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to know when this thing can be applied and when you can really shut down a narcissist using this tactic. Some of you might start questioning, isn't the narcissist who stays calm in these situations while the victim reacts to their abuse, while the victim tries to ask them questions and the narcissist just stays there like a stone? Yes, that is also possible, and that is what I do not want you to think about when we're talking about this. The example is different. It's not that example. Once they play Darvo, deny the attack, reverse the roles of victim and offender, and trigger reactive abuse, then they calm down because they're regulating themselves through you. This is not that. It is you playing a strategic role, cutting off the emotional contact, not responding when not needed to respond, and giving them responses that do not give them the supply they seek from you. If you truly want to shut down a narcissist and defeat them, don't give them any of your emotional responses. That's the last thing I have to tell you. Go take that anger out in a rage room. Go boxing. Talk with a therapist. Cry it out on your bed. Do anything you can. Write it down. Burn those bridges. Write, journal, talk, punch, break. Bring it out in other ways, but empty yourself all the emotions that can be taken advantage of. When you go into the space the narcissist is a part of, go like an empty vessel. Nothing is going to come out of me today. You can try all the button pushing, but I have taken care of my emotional responses, and there you go. I have defeated you. In conclusion, numb yourself emotionally. Do not respond to them when not needed. Leave those long messages alone, those long emails wherein they're accusing you of things. Don't respond. If and when you should respond, it should only be about your children or that one thing that is not personal. When having a face-to-face interaction, use false agreement as a tactic or technique after making sure it won't be used against you. Give monosyllabic responses. Say, no, I know. Your opinion is different than mine. You're entitled to have it. Or give them a sense of agreement without actually agreeing with them. Have a flat face. Keep your eyes straight, shoulders relaxed, jaw unclenched, and they won't have a clue of what's going on in your body. That's it. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate your presence as always. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.